B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're going to start with this. Casey, go take a look. A train engineer at the Port of Los Angeles. This is insane. A train engineer at the Port of Los Angeles is facing federal charges for allegedly charging a locomotive off tracks towards a ship, the USNS Mercy, which he suspected is tied to a government plot, according to federal prosecutors. Yeah, this story is outrageous. Eduardo Moreno was handed over to FBI agents Wednesday and charged with one count of train wrecking. I didn't even know that that was a thing in Tuesday's derailment. Moreno admitted he purposely ran the train off of the end of its tracks at full speed near the hospital ship in two separate interviews. He allegedly told investigators he believed the ship, which was docked at the port last week to relieve strain on area hospitals during the coronavirus outbreak, had a secret purpose related to COVID-19 or a government takeover. This is a train engineer who's in charge of driving the train.
Was there a psychological profile done when he got the job?
I don't know. Moreno said that he wanted to, quote, wake people up and hoped the derailment would get media attention so that people could see for themselves. The 1,000-bed ship became the largest hospital in L.A. when it docked last Friday. On Sunday, it began boarding non-coronavirus patients to free up space to area hospitals. Firefighters responded to the port where the train came to rest about 250 yards from the Mercy after crashing through a series of barriers. No injuries were reported, but it did trigger a fuel spill that prompted a hazardous materials cleanup. Moreno tried to flee the scene, but was detained by a CHP officer who witnessed the incident. The officer reported seeing the train smash through a concrete barrier, a steel barrier, and a chain link fence before sliding across a parking lot and a lot filled with gravel, coming to rest against another chain link fence.
It's like the Silver Streak.
Yeah. The officer told investigators that when he spoke with Moreno, the suspect said things like, "You only get this chance once. The whole world is watching.
Ding, ding, ding,
I had to. Police don't know what's going on here, and now they will. Or people don't know what's going on here, and now they will."
Do you think he's playing the Eminem song?
Moreno was later turned over to the L.A. Port Police, who interviewed the engineer and searched his residence. Video recovered from inside the train's cab allegedly shows Moreno holding a lighted flare, as well as the train nearly careening into three occupied vehicles as it crashed. Moreno told authorities that he acted alone and hadn't plotted the move ahead of time. If convicted or as charged, he could face up to 20 years in federal prison.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that outrageous?
Yeah, crazy. By the way, remind me to tell you about my zipper story in the bathroom on the other side of this.
Okay. Yep. A spat over COVID-19 wound up landing a 43-year-old woman behind bars. What could be called the case of the virus violence broke out March 29th in Vero Beach. The woman identified as the victim told investigators she had been arguing with her wife. The victim reported that she was on the couch when she and her wife began arguing about the coronavirus and about possibly losing their jobs. The victim said her wife had been drinking, started getting physical, repeatedly pushing her down. The victim said her wife left. The living room looked disheveled with an empty bottle of Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, the slogan of which is, "If you haven't tried it yet, just imagine what it feels like to stand face-to-face with a fire-breathing dragon who just ate a whiskey barrel full of cinnamon."
Sign me up.
The alleged attacker eventually returned, smelling of booze. The attacker denied touching the victim, but said they did argue. She was jailed for domestic battery. All right, let's see. We'll do one more story because we got to get on the rock refund. This is out of Michigan. A plague of unwanted nudity spanning more than a decade in southeast Kent County has come to an end. Police have arrested a man they believe has been exposing himself for years, the so-called Cascade Flasher. Stephen Todd Pastor has been in jail since Wednesday after he allegedly confessed to investigators to crimes going back to 2003. He's been doing this for almost 20 years.
For all that time, so what slipped him up finally?
He kept bothering the same
one. One person.
Yeah. So
he fell in love.
Lieutenant Joel Roon said, "We believe him to be responsible for several dozen indecent exposures over the last almost 20 years.
Hey, honestly, at this point, he should get some sort of watch or something.
Pastor allegedly had a routine. He kept his shirt and his hat on, but was naked from the waist down. He would stand on the decks or porches of homes in and around Cascade, often knocking on the windows to make sure that he had an audience, and he would then expose himself and pleasure himself in front of his shocked onlooker. Rune said part of what we know about this crime is that part of it is the reaction of the victim. He also did it in front of businesses and even just on the side of the freeway from time to time.
So he put on like a little show?
Yeah. For years, he would disappear without a trace. The officer said it was typically an act that didn't have an extended duration, so he was typically out of the area rather quickly and proved to be evasive over the years.
You guys a little curious as to what he looks like?
I've seen it.
Okay. And
he's just a weird-looking older guy.
Of course.
Yeah. But starting in January, he broke his usual routine when he started targeting one woman in particular, and she had cameras on her home, and it was that and the linking of a vehicle that made the arrest possible.
Who has this much time in their schedule?
Police allegedly caught him peeping in a window in his neighborhood and then found him without pants near a highway.
I know this is horrible, and it's a violation. But there's something nostalgic about a good old-fashioned flasher.
If convicted, he could remain locked up until he is deemed no longer to be a threat, even if that takes the rest of his life. So, wow.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The Central Asian country of Turkmenistan claims that it has no coronavirus cases, but if you happen to utter the word coronavirus while waiting, say, for the bus in the white marbled capital of Ashgabat, there's a good chance you'll be arrested.
That's
because the Turkmen government, run since 2006 by the flamboyant dentist rapper strongman Gurbanguly, has reportedly banned the word. I'm not even going to try to say his last name. Well, right. You know what? I will try. It's Berdi Mukhamedyev. So Gurbanguly, Berka Meka Likahini. The government has forbidden state-controlled media from writing or uttering the word and has ordered its removal from health brochures distributed at hospitals, schools, and workplaces.
So the possibility is there is actually coronavirus there. They're just not acknowledging it. Me as an outsider, that's what I'm thinking.
Police officers are also arresting people who wear face masks or discuss the pandemic in public.
Wow.
Reporters Without Borders said in a statement, "We urge the international community to react and to take them to task for systematic human rights violations." Turkmenistan's neighbor to the south, Iran, is one of the country's worst hit by the coronavirus. So I think there's a good chance we're probably going to get a little taste of that.
But this guy is a rapper and a dentist, you said, right?
True, yeah.
And a strong man.
Let's hear him out.
And a strong man, yeah.
All right, this is a sweet story. An Ohio arborist with a bucket truck is making a strong entry for Son of the Year Award. Charlie Adams hasn't been able to visit his mom, Julie, at her Ohio assisted living home because of the restrictions. So he came up with a clever way to visit her without violating social distancing rules. Adams owns Adams Tree Preservation. And like many tree services, he's got a truck with a bucket attached to an adjustable boom for trimming hard to reach branches. So the truck's boom is tall enough to reach his 80-year-old mom's third floor window.
That's great.
So he drove over for a visit. He said he checked with Windsor Estates Assisted Living before he came over, and they thought it was a great idea. The staff has taken great care of his mom, and he appreciates everything that they're doing to keep residents safe. But it's been tough for everybody. So he lifted the bucket up to the window, and they chatted about family for about 10 minutes. And he asked if she wanted any books or movies to entertain herself. His wife, Corey, was on the ground with their dogs because his mom likes to see them. And his wife took photographs of the visit, which went viral. So,
ways to get creative.
Okay, I had this part stapled to this. This is a completely different story. Would have been interesting if I went into this, that a man died in a hospital after he was crushed by a cow that fell on him.
Whoa. So the bucket had a cow in it.
It had a cow in it. It fell. There was a guy and it landed on him.
The story.
It's terrible. No, it says, now this is out of the UK, so you hear the term bullocks all the time, right?
Yeah, bullocks is sort of like, I always assume that you're talking about the balls or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, balls I've heard it referred to, but it says it was this guy was crushed by a cow and a bullock on a Victorian farm.
Like a Sandra Bullock?
Maybe Sandra Bullock was riding the
possibly,
cow
yeah.
and fell on him.
Then no, maybe that's the UK version of speed.
I don't know. And I've heard also bullocks can be BS, but all right, a bullock apparently is an animal.
All right.
Of some type. It says, it just shows a picture. Another term for a steer. Okay.
All right.
I gotcha. Okay. A cow and a bullock. So a cow and a bull.
Then what is fish and chip?
A bullock.
A bull.
B-U-L-L.
Oh, my God. Right in front of us and we couldn't see it.
78-year-old man was working at the farm last week when the incident happened. It's believed he was loading livestock onto a truck when he was crushed by the animals.
Wow.
He was flown to the hospital but died last Friday, bringing the number of workplace fatalities this year to 15. You know, farmers, that's one of the most dangerous industries you can work in.
Because of being crushed by livestock?
And
yeah. That's an utter catastrophe. Oh.
I put these stories together. Sometimes I'll be sitting on a story for a day or two, and I won't even think of that. It's just not part of my It's just not part of my DNA. Okay, how about this one? Residents of Rexburg, Idaho, noticed police outside of their homes on Wednesday morning, and they say they were surprised to find that the officers were chasing a loose moose around.
Why don't you forget the moose?
Yes.
For a moment.
A loose moose? You mean like a slutty moose?
Yeah, he had, yes. That was wearing stilettos, Steve.
It's sashaying down the street.
What could that do? I wonder, hey!
The Rexburg Police Department and Idaho Fish Game.
That's a very loose moose out there. Very sexual.
Conservation officers had to chase the moose through several neighborhoods until it was finally tranquilized behind a church. And authorities say that the moose will be released about 25 miles out by the town.
We're talking about a moose.
Yeah. All right. Now, how about this? A group of friends out snowmobiling in Newfoundland ended up rescuing a moose that fell into a tree well, and the incident was caught on video.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
Mark, the moose fell into a tree well.
So I'll explain. Yeah. So Mark Weir posted on video to YouTube showing what happened when his friend spotted a trio of moose walking across the edge of a pond. Weir said he and his friends decided to investigate after seeing one of the animals fall out of sight. So the snow was really deep.
Yes.
And there was a tree well, and I guess some of the snow covered over the top of it, and the moose slipped and fell down into this hole. And I saw the video of it. It's like down in a crevasse.
Okay.
Of sorts. Yeah. But the group found that he had fallen there, and they had showed video of them using shovels. They dug a path for the moose to climb out.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, it's the same loose. Oh, yeah. Loose moose. Right,
why don't you forget the moose?
We will.
For a moment.
All right, one last story. Malaysia's government has drawn criticism for telling women to dress up at home and avoid nagging their husbands during the coronavirus lockdown.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well, did it?
The controversial posters, I think they've lifted this, but anyhow, the controversial posters circulated by the country's Women's Affairs Ministry on Tuesday issued advice on how to avoid domestic conflicts. This is the Women's Affairs Ministry.
Yeah.
One of the illustrations said that women should refrain from being sarcastic if they need help with household chores. Another told women to avoid nagging their husbands and attempt to inject humor by using a voice similar to the anime character Doraemon, a blue robot cat popular across Asia.
Why don't you use a funny voice?
The ministry also urged women to dress up and wear their makeup while working from home.
What did Hansel refer to the Malaysian prime minister as, the claymation prime minister?
Oh, I don't remember. The posters immediately sparked a fierce backlash on Tuesday, with critics accusing the government of sexism and promoting gender stereotypes. You think? And yeah, there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.